sharing. Dear Father in heaven, we're so thankful again for today. They remind us all about Lord Jesus. Without him, how can we just worship him together, fellowship together, sing together, enjoy your love together? What a blessing, Lord. Bless us today, bless our word and bless our hearing, bless our humble hearts that we can learn from Holy Spirit. We pray in Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we open the Bible and turn to book of Exodus? Exodus chapter 12. And today I want to share a little bit of my thoughts on the comparison between Passover and Lunar Chinese New Year. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 to 13. Before I read this God's word, I want to share a little bit of a background of Chinese New Year. In China, we also have, Jewish people, we also have different traditional festivals. The most important one in the year is Chinese, is Lunar New Year. We all know we have some others, like in the first half year, we have Dragon Boat Festival, in which we will eat the sticky rice dumplings. And in the second half year, we have Mid-Autumn Festival, and in which we enjoy the mooncake. But only this one, the Lunar New Year, in the whole year, God preserved it in a way that very similar to the Passover of Israelites. So when we go through the Passover, probably we'll say that if you are Chinese, you said, oh, that's what we practice in the Chinese New Year as well. So this is a blessing from God to the Chinese and all the other Asian people who still enjoy this festival every year. They remind us about wonderful truths and precious truths about Passover. So at the end of my preaching, we'll also share a little bit about this reality. So Passover is a picture, just like a Chinese New Year is a picture. Passover is a clear picture. Chinese New Year is a vague picture, but all pointed to the reality that Lord Jesus died for our sins. So we can have a look at the verse 1 to verse 13, Exodus chapter 12. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons, according to each man's need, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. And they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it. And then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs, they shall eat it. And I jump to verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So when I read all this, so when we celebrate Chinese New Year, we find a lot of elements of Chinese New Year, Lunar New Year, pretty similar as the elements in the Passover festival. So everything started from a reunion festival or reunion dinner. If I look at this picture, there's a household. People enjoy the lamb inside the household. And outside of this house, there's a judgment. I should tell you, in China, there's an old story about this new year. Year is a very scary beast. So people in China knew that in the new year, we should stay inside of the house. Because outside of the house, there is a scary beast will kill you. His name is Year. And that's why the tradition in China in that year, or in every time of this year, will use this firework to scare this beast and to drive off this beast. So I just give you a picture. And then every year, every household in China will put the red paper on the doorpost and the lintel of each house. Definitely red paper. So that's why red is a very important element. I noticed that a lot of sister today in lovely red. And if you, so Vancouver, a lot of Chinese household, if you have looked at some of the household, if they stick to the old tradition of Chinese New Year, you will see their house door, right? It's red paper with some couplet, the word, a blessing word, but actually this red on the doorpost, red on the lintel, exactly the same as Passover. And inside of the house, if you are Israelites, you eat three things, right? Lamb and a bitter herb and unleavened bread. If you put all three things together, it's a dumpling, Chinese dumpling. So Chinese dumpling is a way that if I look at just now, Brother Chu shared with us the reunion dinner. I noticed that in the big table, left side of that table, there's a plate. Should be the mom of the house preparing the dumpling. So dumpling is unleavened bread. So you use the flour without yeast. Make it into very thin wrap and put meat and vegetable into the wrap. And that's the Chinese dumpling. So almost every house in China, we enjoy dumpling on this specific festival, just like we enjoy sticky rice dumpling in the Dragon Boat Festival and the mooncake in the mid-autumn festival. So, if I look at this picture, reunion according to the father, right? If I look at the Exodus 12 and verse 3, according to the house of his father, just now Brother Chu shared with us a very lovely story when the son cannot go back home, he called his father, right? The father, the head of the house, gather together everyone in the household, enjoy a dumpling. That's meat, herb, and unleavened bread. Yeah. And outside of the door, there's some red paper. And then we cannot go out. So all the children are told, you cannot go out. Because outside, there's judgment, there's a beast. So this story, God in his mercy and grace preserved this story ages in China. Because we know that China is not a country with a history of God's command or law or Bible, but why God keep this so clear picture for us? Because this somehow is the most important message in the Bible. This exactly what gospel is going to tell us. So if today, if we need to tell somebody else about the good news, what shall we tell them? God is love. God is powerful. But all these point to one thing, that God, in his love, in his power, he died for my sin and saved me. Saved me from the judgment outside. So on that day, Passover day of Israelites, they realized that outside, there's ongoing judgment. Because every, if I look at verse 12 of the same chapter, for I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night and will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. And verse 13, now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. So this means that on that day, every household, God received the price of blood. Either the price of a son of Egypt, Egyptian, or the price, the blood on the lintel and the doorpost of your house. So the judgment is merciless. Judgment needs the fair price. Each household, the price, the judgment received the price, the blood. So why we celebrate this festival in a sign of red, of blood? Because this is the center of this festival. Let's have a look at chapter 12 and verse 3. So in verse 2, God told Moses, through Moses, told Israelites, so this is the first month of the year. So first month of the year, God asked them to do the first thing is to what? Is to pick up a lamb. Everything started from the lamb. So we think, okay, we enjoyed the festival, we enjoyed the reunion, we enjoyed a lot of things, but actually everything started, if we trace back to the origin, from what? On the 10th of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb, a lamb. So let's think about this. If we pull the lamb out of the picture, nothing will happen, right? We have no blood on the lintel and doorpost. If no blood, the judgment will come. How come we can enjoy the reunion, right? And without the lamb, where is the meat inside of the dumpling? How we can enjoy the unleavened bread? So unleavened bread is a picture of a sinless life. So we can eat him. Lord Jesus is our food. But all started from this lamb. Lamb paid the price. Lamb is the food. Lamb help us to avoid the judgment outside. Actually, lamb is the center of Passover. Lamb is also the center of Lunar New Year. Lamb is the center of every one of us. So if we say, okay, today I want to compare the Lunar New Year with Passover, this may not be relevant to you. You say, I'm not a Jewish. Actually, I'm not a Chinese. And even you are Chinese, I'm not pushing an idea that actually Chinese is taking the tradition of Jewish. No, this is all a picture. Picture means we need to know the reality. So there's one thing relative to all of us. No matter you are a Jewish or Chinese or Canadian or whatever, we are a sinner. So God tell us finally the judgment will come. Romans 3:23 said, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." You and me, we have a common sin, no matter which nationality I am and you are. We are a sinner. We are a nation called sin. Originally, we come from that nation. And we sin, and we sin against God, because he is a rule maker. So that's why on that day, when Israelites stay inside, outside, God was doing judgment, because he is a rule maker. So he need to take the price. Otherwise, the justice is destroyed. So law need to make a fair judgment. Law is merciless. But how can God become our gracious God? Let's move on. Lamb need to be killed. Chapter 12, verse 6. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight. On that day, every household, they kill a lamb. Kill a lamb, first purpose, or firstly, the first thing they need to do is what? They should put the blood on the lintel and doorpost of the houses. Exactly what we learned from Chinese New Year, those red paper stick to the lintel and doorpost. And you know, every one of that household, after they put this blood and finish the whole thing, they need to walk inside, into the household and close the door. They stay in the house. This is a very clear picture of how Lord Jesus saved us. You think about that ark, Noah's ark. Outside of the ark is blood, it's flood. It's a terrible and scary judgment. No one can survive outside of Noah's ark. But Noah and the whole household walked inside the ark. And God closed the door outside. And they enjoy the peaceful reunion, dinner and lunch, and day after day inside the ark. So God always gives us this kind of picture, the city of shelter, the Noah's ark, the Passover house, Passover dinner, and Chinese New Year reunion dinner. When we gather together, we are going through the blood in our face. We said, I believe I'm a sinner. If I stay outside, I will receive the judgment myself. I may pay the price of my sin myself. And now I decide to go inside. And God prepare a lamb for me. The lamb, the reality of that lamb is not a goat or a sheep, it's Lord Jesus himself. Let's have a look at a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 7. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. And then second part, for indeed Christ, our Passover lamb, was sacrificed for us. Who is the real Passover lamb? Lord Jesus. He's the one that paid the price for us. And he's the one, not only like sheep and goat, they are passive, right? They are killed. He's the one willingly So today is not only a day we celebrate Chinese New Year. Today is day of Valentine's Day. So what is the real meaning of love? Love is self-sacrificial, willingly, like Lord Jesus. He denied himself. He humbled himself to a level, not only born in a manger, but also willingly die for our sins on the cross. So love is the reason or the driver for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever who believe on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So love is the start of the whole story. But the reality is that out of his love, he willingly died for my sin and paid the price. Now he's the real lamb, the blood on the door and the lintel. So what shall I do? I should enter, right? I should enter into that door. He's the door. So today we are not celebrating Passover, not celebrating a Lunar New Year. Every one of us, we are the same in this regard. We are sinner. He died for us. There's a door with his blood. I need to enter in my face. I say, God, I believe in you. I want to take Lord Jesus as my personal savior. And then, you know what? That's a very beautiful picture again in John 1. John chapter 1, verse 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many, Gospel John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. So believe in Lord Jesus, and then we'll be called the children of God, sons and daughters of God. So inside of that house, there's a real father as our Lord, as God. You know what, when Chu, Brother Chu, shared with us his story, I can imagine, because I myself is a Chinese. I know all the traditions. So if a Chinese cannot go back home on the Lunar New Year, it could be a very emotional moment. And this year, a lot of families, because of COVID, they cannot get reunion. Sometimes when I think about this thing, I feel really sorry. But you know what? We are so blessed. This is only a picture. Again, I said this is only a picture. We have a real family, eternal family. And we have a same father. His name is God. And we'll have a real reunion fellowship dinner together in the future, inside that house, and it will last forever and ever. And we are all sons and daughters of the Father. All because the price paid by Lord Jesus Christ. So this picture inside, there's a fellowship dinner. We celebrate this festival together with Father, and we are called the sons and daughters of God. And outside, there's ongoing judgment. And you know what? All leave to us. What shall I choose? If I'm a Chinese, I said, no matter how difficult it is, I want to go home and stay with my father. you know, your Heavenly Father has the same expectation or will on you. He's expecting us to go home, go through that door with the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, and get reunion with him. Just now, Sister Emily's family shared with us such a lovely hymn. And yeah, it's a pity. I know that Matthew's father cannot join them this year because of COVID. He tried and tried. In the earth, this may be really regretful. But you know what? We have a real, real reunion in the future, because we'll have tears in the earth. God did not promise us no tears in the earth, but God promised us no tears in heaven. Never. We have forever and ever reunion party, and with our Father as the same family. So we may have sorrows. I don't know what will happen in 2021. In 2020, nobody can expect such a dramatic change of our lifestyle. But we have hope, and solid hope in Christ. Why is that? Because he paid the full price. Because that after we, in our faith, we receive his name, after we go through that door, we'll be called the sons and daughters of God, and we'll enjoy the reunion fellowship forever and ever. Lastly, I want to share another verse, John 5:24. Most assuredly, I say to you, this Lord Jesus said, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. Believe in Lord Jesus, will have everlasting life. Will not receive judgment. Everlasting life inside the house, judgment outside the house. And will pass from death into life. So today, if any one of you, you just the first time hear the gospel, or you may not know the meaning of gospel in before, I just try to encourage you to do one thing. You can make a prayer to God. You say, God, I want to be your son or your daughter. I know that you pay the price in Lord Jesus. That's the blood on the lintel and doorpost. I don't want to stay outside. I want to go inside, become one of your family. Please forgive my sin and bless me in the future, forever and ever. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we are so thankful again for this privilege to be your sons and daughters. We know that this is just a picture. No matter this is Passover or a Lunar New Year, we all have this blessing, realized blessing, fulfilled blessing through Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Passover lamb. He paid the price. That's the blood on the doorpost and lintel. And all come to me. My decision, shall I say no? How dumb, how foolish. No, Lord, bless us, help us to humble our heart and say, even for today, say, Lord, I need your salvation. I want to go inside that door. I want to stay with you forever and ever. Bless me, my dear Father. We pray in Lord Jesus.